so they consulted together how they should contrive to get the robbers out, and at last they hit upon a plan. The ass placed himself upright on his hind legs with his forefeet resting against the window. The dog got on his back. The cat scrambled up to the dog's shoulders, and the cock flew up and sat upon the cat's head. When all was ready, a signal was given, and they began their music. The ass brayed, the dog barked, the cat mewed, and the cock screamed, and then they all broke through the window at once and came tumbling into the room amongst the broken glass with a most hideous clatter. The robbers, who had been not a little frightened by the opening concert, had now no doubt that some frightful hobgoblin had broken in upon them, and scampered away as fast as they could. The coast once clear, our travelers soon sat down and dispatched what the robbers had left, with as much eagerness as if they had not expected to eat again for a month. As soon as they satisfied themselves, they put out the lights, and each once more sought out a resting place to his own liking. The donkey laid himself down upon a heap of straw in the yard. The dog stretched himself upon a mat behind the door. The cat rolled herself up on the hearth before the warm ashes, and the cock perched upon a beam on the top of the house. And as they were all rather tired with their journey, they soon fell asleep. But about midnight, when the robbers saw from afar that the lights were out and that all seemed quiet, they began to think that they had been in too great a hurry to run away. And one of them, who was bolder than the rest, went to see what was going on. Finding everything still, he marched into the kitchen and groped about till he found a match in order to light a candle. And then, espying the glittering, fiery eyes of the cat, he mistook them for live coals and held the match to them to light it. But the cat, not understanding this joke, sprang at his face and spat and scratched at him. This frightened him dreadfully, and away he ran to the back door, but there the dog jumped up and bit him in the leg. And as he was crossing over the yard, the ass kicked him, and the cock, who had been awakened by the noise, crowed with all his might. At this, the robber ran back as fast as he could to his comrades and told the captain how a horrid witch had got into the house and had spat at him and scratched his face with her long bony fingers, and how a man with a knife in his hand had hidden himself behind the door and stabbed him in the leg, and how a black monster stood in the yard and struck him with a club, and how the devil had sat on top of the house and cried out, "Throw the rascal up here!" After this, the robbers never dared to go back to the house. But the musicians were so pleased with their quarters that they took up their abode there. And there they are, I dare say, at this very day. The end.
LiteralSystems.com